Joseph Hasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and this is a special edition of the Ground and Pound MMA show here on barnburner.ca with Steve Carney of WDE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Steve, middleweight champion in the UFC, no more. George St. Pierre has vacated the title, and now he says he's, well, dealing with colitis, and because of, you know, gaining weight and moving up a little bit, and a little bit of stress in the middleweight. So if GSP does come back to the MMA UFC world, don't look for him to face off in the middleweight division. Now, they announced that UFC, I think it's 221, middleweight championship, and I know you're excited for that one, right, Steve?
Yeah, with George St. Pierre deciding to vacate his title, now we're looking at, in Perth, Australia, at UFC 221, we're going to see Robert Whittaker, who was supposed to be in line to fight GSP for the title, has now been elevated from the number one contender to the UFC middleweight champion, and he will defend the title against former champion Luke Rockhold. This UFC middleweight championship over the last 4 or 5 years has really gone on, a roller coaster ride. Ever since Anderson Silva was defeated by Chris Weidman, now Whittaker, I believe, is the sixth different man to hold that title in that stretch between Weidman, Rockhold, Michael Bisping, George St. Pierre. You know, in that stretch since Anderson Silva lost the middleweight championship, you're looking at a really big a card that we were kind of excited about in Perth to now becoming something that looks really exciting, because you're going to get to see a brand new middleweight champion defend his title for the first time.
Now, this brings up the question, okay, this guy, George St. Pierre, came back from, you know, hiatus, won the title 4 years layoff, and now within 4 weeks dropped the title. Our good friend, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, last Ground and Pound show said GSP is taking a little bit of orange juice. I'm not going to get to that right now, but do you think GSP's career is over? I mean, okay, the guy came back, he won the belt, and he now relinquished the belt. A lot of people are on GSP and everything like that, but you got to look at this way. This guy, he relinquished the belt and giving other guys a chance for it. So GSP, nobody should berate him. They should be honoring him because he did the right thing. What do you say?
Well, I think it was good of him to, and this is not the first time that he's had to relinquish a championship. You may remember after his victory over Johnny Hendricks 4 or 5 years ago, when he first announced that he was going to take some time away from the octagon, he ended up having to relinquish his welterweight championship. And then this fight against Bisping was, of course, the first time that he had been back in the octagon since relinquishing his 170-pound championship. Whether we should honor him, I don't know. I don't know if honor is the right word at this point, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen with GSP. This may be something that he may go, okay, I need, you know, 12 months to make sure that this is fully taken care of, and then he comes back to the UFC sometime in late 2018 or early 2019, and Dana White can say, okay, we'll put you back in the rotation. You were the champion. You didn't lose the title. I think that he may end up this way being able to be first in line for a title fight whenever he's ready to come back.
So you're also known for wrestling. You will do the on the mat report. I can't. I'm going to make you laugh here, but doesn't it seem like GSP lost his smile and dropped the title and just went home, like Shawn Michaels did a couple years ago, or what? But also,
yeah, I'm just waiting for him to super kick somebody into the Geritron 5000 in that case.
But honestly, do you think? I think he should just retire now. Like, I don't think he's going to, but I think he wants one more last chance, but I don't think it's going to be at middleweight. I think it's going to be at welterweight. And if GSP does come back, it has to be like a one or two match thing, and it has to be whoever the guy is in welterweight division, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if he decides, you know, I want to, maybe I'm this colitis is because of the weight gain. I'm used to fighting at 170 pounds, and so he can get back down to 170 pounds. I'm sure Tyron Woodley would welcome the opportunity to go up against George St. Pierre. He's at 28 fights. It wouldn't surprise me if he takes a year off and then comes back. He has two more fights. One to get get the ring rust off, and then his 30th fight of his career against Tyron Woodley for the welterweight championship. And if he wins, he can retire as the champion.
All right, that's Steve Carney of WDA Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Steve, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, Joe, you can all the listeners for Barn Burner can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney, and also you can hear me weekdays from 3 to 6 on 620 WDAE here in Tampa with my friend Steve Dumick. You can listen if you're outside the Tampa Bay market, both live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio, that's the only platform that I'm not on. Maybe, do you have some connections with the iHeartRadio, maybe to get them on or what?
I think we can certainly work on that, my friend.
All right. The money that I pay Norm will go to you, all right, Steve? All right. Steve, by the way, he's heading down to the winter meetings in baseball, so all the best. And if there's any breaking news, Tampa, Blue Jays, anybody, Steve will be back here on Barn Burner. Thanks a lot, Steve.
You got it, Joe.